You're listening to SBS News.
Russian forces are advancing in eastern Ukraine, taking control of three Donetsk region towns, where there are reports at least one civilian has been killed. Almost 4,000 Ukrainian civilians are thought to have died since the start of the conflict in February, based on United Nations figures. About 4,500 have been confirmed as injured, however the true toll could be higher. 91-year-old billionaire financier George Soros is worried Russia's invasion of Ukraine could mark the start of World War III. He says the attack has shaken Europe to its core.
The European Union had been established to prevent such a thing from happening. Even when the fighting stops, as it eventually must, the situation will never revert to what it was before.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has added his voice to warnings from the United Nations and aid agencies of the global food crisis arising from the conflict in Ukraine. He says Ukraine must be allowed to shift grain out of the country.
It's first and foremost time for President Putin to lift the blockade of Odessa and other Ukrainian ports to allow grain to be exported out of Ukraine. Because this is really his responsibility. The war is causing the food shortage and the increasing prices. It's not NATO or EU sanctions. It's actually the direct consequence of the war and the Russian blockade.
The European Union is shortly expected to pass another sanctions package against Russia as member states vow to present a united front. However, Poland's foreign minister is cautioning against making the assumption that Russia will change once a ceasefire is declared.
I'll be honest. The expectations seen in many parts of Europe that Russia will change immediately after a ceasefire is not just a daydream, but a direct danger to peace in Europe, as well as the danger of an armed attack against countries of the eastern NATO flank.
The United States is shutting down Russia's ability to pay billions in debt back to international investors as other world leaders pushed for more financial penalties. There are plans not to renew the license which allows Russia to continue paying debt holders through US banks. Lithuania's President Gitanas Nausėda wants to further exclude Russia from SWIFT, the financial messaging system. Earlier this year, the European Commission proposed to remove some Russian banks from SWIFT to disconnect them internationally.
We have to fully isolate Russia from cultural, political, economic organizations. We have to be more decisive excluding Russia from SWIFT. Yes, we did some partial steps, but this is not sufficient enough.
But in a sign of progress, the Ukrainian metro system has resumed in the second largest city, Kharkiv, after thousands had been staying there. Many who lost their homes still remain underground. The move is being viewed as evidence of Ukraine's biggest military win in recent weeks. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.